American Airlines has announced it'll start booking flights to capacity on July 1st. All seats, including the middle seats, will again be available for purchase. CBS News transportation correspondent Chris Van Cleve is joining us on our newsline. So, Chris, why this change at American now?
Well, they're seeing load factors go up. More people are starting to travel, so there's more demand. And you're going to also see, starting July 1st, American add thousands of more flights to their daily schedule. So right now they've been flying about 30% of their flights. They're going to go up to 55%. What's important here is they've added a bunch of capacity, added a lot more seats. Their load factor is still 65, 70%, so very rarely are you getting a completely full flight anyway. But they're moving basically to an idea where they will notify people that their flight could be full and allow them to change instead of blocking out the middle seats in the standard economy section of the plane, which you may remember there was a number of tweets and things that went viral, people complaining about planes that looked like they were full and a lot of confusion around the social distancing policies. So Americans basically taking a page from what United Airlines and some of the ultra low cost carriers have done, which is getting rid of social distancing altogether, selling every available seat, but letting people know when the plane is full and allowing them to make a change to another flight.
Yeah, social distancing on airplanes, in hindsight, probably wasn't going to work very well anyway, right?
Yeah, I mean, if you think about it, a 737 is only about 12, 13 feet across. And if you're trying to get 6 feet apart from people, you're going to have a plane that would normally seat 172 passengers with 30 people on it. And that's just not how mass transit works, right? You wouldn't expect to get onto a subway train and have only one car with two people in it, and that's your train. It's a similar concept with the airplanes. If you're going to get on a plane, there's the potential there's going to be other people. Of course, both Southwest and Delta are still blocking seats. Southwest, about one-third of the seats, the equivalent of all the middle seats. Delta will only sell to 60% full. So not everybody agrees that you can't social distance on a plane, and it's really going to be up to the consumers now. Do they want to pay for a plane that may cost more but only have 60% of the seats full, or get on a plane that could be completely full?
Do you suspect those airlines like Southwest and Delta, they'll have to bow to the pressure with American and United selling more seats?
You know, I think it's from an economic standpoint, I don't think American has a choice. You know, American needs about a 65, 70% load factor, needs to have 70% of those seats full to break even on a flight. So flying planes that are not full is a really tough financial picture. And remember, at the end of September, the payroll assistance for the airlines runs out. And if they're not able to make money, they're going to have to lay off and furlough people, cut service, drop routes, things that people don't want them to do. So, you know, I think there is going to be some economic pressure on all the carriers to figure out what the new normal is, what the right size is, and how many and what demand looks like.
Chris, thanks for the update. CBS News transportation correspondent Chris Van Cleve.